Begin by linking with that light at the summit, with your soul, your solar angel, and become aware that you are one with this light, and that with this light shining through your eyes, you can sense and recognize the wise choice. So breathing deep and just letting go of everything else, think about a recent major choice that you have made, whether you considered it a full crisis or not. It was something that required your attention. Most likely it required several weeks or months of your attention until you made the final decision. And then observe the effect of the choice that you made. One major choice leads to many others, other shifts that automatically happen as a result of that major choice. Note some of these results or effects of the choice that you made. Did your life move on to a higher note of usefulness? Or did it seem to stay exactly the same? Did you later discover a new sense of purpose? Or else you discovered a greater motivation, greater enthusiasm, and the energy to fulfill your life purpose? Can you see the difference in your life now? If you had made a choice from the lesser side of yourself rather than the soul side of who you are. Just play that in your imagination, both ways. This gives you practice for making a decision, a committed choice that will take you further on the path. In the next major decision that you have to make, now there are no right or wrong answers. It's putting your attention on the questions that helps prepare you for whatever you may face in the future. Each time you listen, you might consider a different crisis, and gradually you'll get a sense of the overall pattern of your life and the direction that you are going. And now think of a situation that you are facing today, one that you would call either a crisis or else a deep inner conflict in your mind, where you know the time is coming when you must make a decision. It is human nature to straddle the fence and try to stay on both sides. But the stronger the soul's influence, the more surely you will have to choose the way of the soul or else the way of the past. Let's assume that you are choosing the way of the soul, for that is the path of joy. That's the path of new energy, new creativity, and new opportunities. Think now about the two choices. Make them definite in your mind. The two choices coming up for you next. And decide that you're going to make the choice that has the greater light in it, that will present the opportunity to you. And let your heart and your mind decide this. Linked to your solar angel, your soul, you will know the answer. And then you might make these statements aloud or simply silently to yourself, for they will encourage a conscious choice. I choose the lighted passageway. I choose the path of light through this conflict or this crisis. I choose to bring this great light onto the shadows in the caves, the cave of my heart, as I solve this challenge. I choose to see, no longer to cover my eyes from those parts of me within that have wanted comfort and security and ease in living. I choose to go after the truth, for I am courageous at heart. I choose to recognize that I am a noble being, and that I know within how to handle the situation. If I have hesitated and turned this crisis into struggle, if I've made up excuses and call them justified reasons, I ask now to see this and to understand it and accept it. For I want to go through my life with the courage to face each crisis and make a choice for the path of light. I hereby make an inner commitment to use spiritual energies and forces as I meet spiritual adventures in this world. I invoke those luminous particles of light that give me direction and reveal what I am now ready to see and to understand. My will is to go forward, to evolve. And if I choose to go forward, it brings great opportunity, the big chances to sweep forward on the path of release, the path of return, the path of liberation. I choose to go forward knowing that whatever comes, the light needed for the wisdom to handle it is always available to me. This is all I need. Enough light to transform any challenge, any crisis, into a situation that brings harmony. I choose the way of illumination. I choose to use the laser beam that comes from spiritual sources to eliminate the shadows in the cave of my past. I choose the lighted path. And now, simply sit in silence, aware that you are opening a direct communication with the soul so that it can be revealed to you. The obvious solution can begin to unfold within your mind. The smaller matters will dissolve. Simply begin to disappear in this greater light. It will overlight them. So be sure to look at the major decisions. Look at the purpose that it will serve for you to make one decision or another. And then again, let your mind be still. And let the soul direct you from its vast experience and its connection with divine love, with the masters, with the plane of intuition. For the soul is looking out at your long-time future. It doesn't see your life in increments of incarnations here. It sees the whole picture. At once, it sees the unfolding of what is called the lotus of the soul with its petals of light opening up and becoming illuminated through your world experience as you anchor greater light into your life and at the same time, into the world. Now imagine that with your soul, you can reach the plane of intuition, where even greater awareness is available directly to you. And the love on the level of divine intuition will energize you mentally and emotionally and physically and enable you to act upon your decision. That divine will begins to infuse your soul and mind. With any decision you make from the soul, from the plane of intuition, or from divine will, you change your life. Your direction becomes exactly on target. This uplifting cannot be described precisely, but I guarantee it is here waiting for you. Every conscious choice for higher purpose stimulates your soul and your personality. Every crisis rightly met propels you to gain at oneness with the soul. Your one-pointed focus to bridge these separations through right decision creates a downpouring of energy from the soul. It will be hard for you to know or even to anticipate how much innate creativity you have until you call forth through an open heart and soul guidance the vast creativity that is available to you. Remember that you are never alone. When you are struggling for the right answers, the right direction, remember this. The souls of many are holding light around you. The soul of the group, the entire group that your soul is part of, abides with you and helps to lift you, offering all that the group soul has, all that it knows, to aid you, to lift you, to heal you into the wholeness that you seek. Step by step, you will reach wholeness consciously, bringing spirit into matter, bringing conflict into harmony, bringing power and will to give purpose and direction, and above all, sending all of this through your being on a wave of love. What a blessing that you can bring to the world as you bring into a united purpose all the parts of yourself, and as you see and recognize and accept and use the great opportunities that are presented to you.